Just a wedding fling. Even saying it made him want to wince. Paisley Parish wasn't just anything, but he wasn't opening up that vein with Sebastian. Well, whatever it is, we're all happy to see you get back out there. Garrett would be proud that you're starting to live again. The familiar rush of shame and guilt swept over him, as it always did whenever anyone mentioned the best friend he'd failed to protect. Garrett would be anything but proud. He'd be lining up to kick Ty's ass for the casual, no-strings arrangement he'd agreed to. Paisley was a forever girl, not a fling. When they'd both been preparing to go into the army with an eye toward special forces, Garrett had called Ty a fool for breaking things off with Paisley instead of marrying her, as Garrett had his own longtime girlfriend. From this side of it, with Garrett dead and Bethany a widow, it was hard not to think that, on this at least, he'd made the right call. Ty didn't know if he was making the right call now, keeping in touch with Paisley. He hadn't planned to. Then again, nothing had gone according to his plan since he'd run into her at that wedding reception. He'd been riding on nostalgia and lust and the embers of other feelings he'd thought long dead and buried. His entire adult life had been spent running headlong into situations where others feared to tread. Yet somehow, this felt more dangerous. After losing Garrett in the line of duty and separating from the army, Ty wasn't in any shape for a relationship. He lived for the job now. It was the thing that had salvaged his sanity, if not his soul. That made him a shit bet for someone like her. All he had to give her was the physical. Knowing she deserved so much more than that, he'd tried to walk away from her. Again. But Paisley hadn't asked for more than the physical. And when push came to shove, he hadn't been strong enough to do what he'd done at 18. He was enough of a selfish bastard to take her at her word, because being with her was the first thing he'd done in 2 years that had made him feel anything but numbness or raging grief. Garrett would have been taking him to task for using her, or advising him to call the damned preacher. But Garrett wasn't here. There was, for now, only Sebastian, who was lounging against Ty's squad car, grinning. Shit, how long had he been standing here thinking about Paisley?
What?
Nothing. I just think you're mooning an awful lot over something that's just a wedding fling. The grin got broader, taking on a Cheshire Cat cast at the prospect that another of their circle had been hit with the love stick.
Don't be a dumbass. I'm not mooning. Sure you're not.
He clapped Ty on the shoulder.
So, when are you going to see her again?
What makes you think I'm going to see her again?
Because until you got ambushed by Crystal in there, that was the most relaxed I've seen you in, hell, maybe a decade. Certainly recent memory. Seems a shame not to repeat the experience.
Well, he wasn't wrong. And Ty would have been lying if he said he hadn't been thinking about her, constantly. They'd been texting. He'd held himself back from calling her, as much to see if he could, as to stick to the terms he'd agreed to. But he'd sooner be waterboarded than admit it to the asshat masquerading as his friend. The radio at his shoulder crackled.
Deputy Brooks, this is dispatch.
Grunting, Ty dragged open the door to his sheriff's department cruiser and tossed in his food as he reached for the call button.
Dispatch, this is Brooks. Go ahead, Essie.
We've got a situation down at 583 Westinghouse Road.
What kind of situation?
Probable domestic dispute. Clyde is en route for backup.
On my way.
Sebastian's smile had disappeared.
Be careful, brother. Always am.
He slid into the driver's seat, nodding as Sebastian double-tapped the hood in farewell. Flipping on the light bar, he headed out to save the day.